Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My debut book, Manifest, 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life, is out now, and you can order it from Amazon, Waterstones, or any other major bookshop. In this book, you will learn absolutely everything that you need to know about manifestation. You will understand that it really is a self-development practice to live by, to empower yourself, to step into your light, to become the best version of yourself that exists, and to attract anything you want into your life. I cannot wait for you all to read it. And if you love it, please don't forget to rate and review on Amazon, Audible, or wherever you purchased it from. Thank you so much and happy manifesting. Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Moments That Made Me with me, your host, Roxy Nafusi. Today I am joined by the absolutely wonderful Bradley Simmons. Bradley is a celebrity personal trainer, one of the UK's most prominent fitness influencers, and the founder of app Get It Done. I've actually wanted to get him on the show for so long, so I'm so excited to hear his three defining moments that got him to where he is today. Hi, Bradley.
Hello, Roxy. Roxy, how are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you so much. I am always inspired by how much energy you have. Like, oh my goodness, how?
I know, I am a go-getter. I can't sit still. I can't sit still. I don't watch TV. I just always have to be doing something. But I enjoy it. I love what I do. So when you enjoy what you do, it's easy, isn't it?
100%. I feel like there are just a few people on that I know that are like you that just seem to have endless supplies of energy. Like, it just seems, do you ever get tired?
Do you know what? I do, of course I get tired. There's sometimes, and I've had a few crashes recently where I'm absolutely exhausted, but I go for a little break, I get out of London, I have a little recharge, and I'm back again. Amazing. Yeah, it doesn't take me too long.
Amazing. So, Bradley, we are going to dive straight in to your first defining moment.
So the first defining moment for me is when I got my first serious injury as a young professional footballer. And that was a big, oh, I might not make it. I might not fulfill my dream of being a Premier League footballer. I was playing at Queen's Park Rangers at the time. And recent to that, to be fair, I got released by Chelsea. So that was a big moment as well. But I was able to bounce back from that. Went to Queen's Park Rangers and thought, you know what? I'm going to make it here. And I got my serious first injury. I did my ACL, which is your main ligament in your knee. I tore that. It's grade 3. I did meniscus as well. And that was really challenging. Because at the time, Republic of Ireland, I'm half Irish, wanted me to join their books as well. So, and that didn't happen because of my injury. I was out for a good year and I just really struggled to be myself again. I lacked confidence. My body was completely different. And then just things didn't work out. And then from that injury, I had little injuries after that. And one day at 20 years of age, I decided, you know what? I'm not going to be a Premier League footballer. I'm going to do something else with my career. And that's when I turned into a personal trainer.
Oh my gosh. Because I feel like, you know, in your teens, you obviously were so focused on one goal, especially when it's, you know, to be a professional sportsman. Mm-hmm. There's so much discipline, so much focus. It takes so much of your time in your, you know, your free time is revolved, I guess, around training and towards that one goal. So how did you even begin to process that decision of, actually, all this that I've worked towards, I'm going to let that go? Because that must be really hard for someone, you know, especially at that age.
Yeah, I was at 19 when I realized, oh, I'm not going to make it at the top. But I have got that mentality, things happen for a reason. And because I spent so much time in that physio room and I learned so much about the body, about nutrition, being with the top strength and condition coaches and top nutritionists at Queen's Park Rangers, I thought, do you know what? I've learned so much. I could definitely take this into a new career, a new journey. And that's something I did. So I was, don't get me wrong, it was really tough. I struggled mentally big time. But I was able to pick myself up. I have great support around me, my family and friends. And I had an older brother as well who experienced not making it as a Premier League footballer. He was at an even higher level than me. He was playing professionally at Chelsea. So for him, it was a tough. So I was able to see my brother go for it. And he ended up doing really well with his coaching. He now coaches at Chelsea Academy. So he was proof that it's a little setback, but you can make something from yourself. And the type of person I am, I set myself a goal straight away. I said, I'm going to be the best personal trainer in London. And I just went for it.
Oh my God, I love that. You really were able to just use this positive attitude, reframe your perspective, and you just thought, fuck it, I'm just going to make the most of it.
Yeah, literally. So I'm going to get myself a job at Virgin Active in Chiswick. I'm going to start there, learn my trade. After 6 months, I'm going to go freelance and I'm going to train top celebrities, top Premier League footballers, and the rich of the rich.
You were manifesting.
I was manifesting. I always do, every day.
Stop! You're a fellow manifester. I'm thrilled. You know, I don't hear that many, not to, you know, generalize, but I don't hear that many guys talking about it that are like my age. So I love to hear that.
Yeah. Well, there's things going on right now that I'm manifesting and it's happening, you know, so.
Amazing. So then, Bradley, what was your second defining moment?
I think the second defining moment for me is when I was a personal trainer. I was young, I was 20. I was training a lot of celebrities. I was training a lot of the main Chelsea girls, which was great. And my following was growing. But then I got that message from John Terry, who asked me to train himself and his wife, Tony Terry. And that just boosted my credibility big time. From that, I then started doing work with the likes of Men's Health. I was then training the likes of Jamie Redknapp, Louise Redknapp. So credibility was growing. And my client base was getting better and stronger. And then I had all this PR. So I was the GQ personal trainer, which really helped my career. That really boosted my career. So for me, training John Terry, going from reality TV to training someone very, very well known and well respected, being England captain and gaining clients from him, word of mouth, that was the divining moment for me, where Bradley Simmons then became a brand.
I love that. What did you feel like when you got that text? Were you like, oh my God?
Yeah, because John Terry growing up for me was my idol. I played for Chelsea. I played centre back. I pulled my sleeves up, wore the captain armband. And I thought I was John Terry. I thought I was the little John Terry. and he was, my brother trained with him. So obviously that was, respect was there. And people say I'm lucky. Of course, it's all about who you know, contacts. But with that luck, I worked my ass off and I sustained it, you know? So that was definitely a divining moment, because that was the start of me being the celebrity personal trainer.
So for someone who, you know, because I think it's really easy to look at that point where you start training lots of celebrities, mm-hmm. well-known, respected figures. And for someone who's listening to this that maybe really looks up to you or is looking to whatever career they're in, but to progress and get to that next level, what do you think were the key ingredients that helped you to reach that point?
It was just believing in myself. That attitude, I probably wasn't ready. I wasn't experienced, but I've that philosophy where if you don't ask, you don't get. Mm. And you learn from throwing yourself in the deep end. That's the best way to learn. You learn on the gym floor. You learn through experiences. You learn through failure. You learn from your mistakes. That's the best way for me to learn. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of personal trainers. I do as well. I do a lot of research. I do a lot of reading. But I tend to spend more time grafting, learning from my mistakes that way. And that's just me. I'm a practical guy and I always have been. And because I've got good energy, because people see that I'm hungry and I want to succeed, a lot of people want to help me with that journey too. So, and that's the importance. Good vibes, good energy, and having a smile on your face always.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And I love what you said, don't ask, don't get. I feel like I use that so much in my own life. And always when people ask me how, you know, about career advice, it's just if you don't do it, someone else will.
100%.
You've just got to, because otherwise you'll kick yourself.
Yeah, there's so many people that have these ideas, but they do nothing with that idea.
Exactly.
What I would say, have that idea and then put a plan in place. Figure out who, if you've got any contacts that can help you, don't ask, you don't get. If they don't want to help you, fair enough, you find someone else. And then once you've got that plan in place, once you've got those people on board to help you, go for it. Why not? And if you fail, you fail. You learn so much from that failure to then you can go again. And trust me, I've done loads of things which I've failed with, like, yeah, we could talk for days.
But the difference is when you fail, it doesn't rock you. You're like, you know, no. What, it didn't work. Onto the next thing.
Yeah, 100%.
And that is the difference between someone that gives up and someone that succeeds and pushes through.
Mm-hmm. Hello, sorry to interrupt your podcast. We didn't do that. It's just been magically done for us. We do a podcast, which I think you might like if you like this podcast. Our podcast is called The A to Z of Men with me, Chris Brooks.
And me, Scott Robinson.
And what's the podcast about, Scott?
I mean, what we're doing really is giving you an insight, a delve into the male mind. We're going through the alphabet letter by letter. I submit a word, Chris submits a word, and we battle it out to see what word goes into the A to Z of Men.
And you can get us wherever you get your podcast from. Just search for The A to Z of Men.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So then what was your third defining moment?
Definitely lockdown. For me, lockdown, it sounds bad because I know a lot of people struggle during lockdown, but for me, it really boosted my career because people relied on me for live workouts. So one day I woke up, and I'm not just saying this, I was the first person to do live workouts. I woke up and said, I'm bored, I don't know what to do. I'm doing these Zoom calls with my clients. Which is okay, it's getting people ticking over, my clients. But I thought, no, I can do this on a big scale. There's so many people in there that relied on gyms, that relied on the Barry boot camps, the F45s. They need a workout face-to-face. They need someone telling them what to do. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a live workout. And it's quite nerve-wracking because I was like, if I only get 10, 15, 20 people turn up, that looks really bad because everyone can see. Everyone can see how many people I've got doing my live workout. But no, I went for it, and lucky for me, I had like 7,000 people do my live workouts. Yeah,
7,000.
Yeah, I had 7,000 people turning up. Like,
oh my god! Imagine 7,000 people in a room.
I know, that's what I mean. It was crazy. So I was like, wow, I've started something here. And it was great to see all the other influencers and other fitness people doing it as well. And they were smashing it. And then that's when I realized, wow, I can create a platform. I can create my own app. I can step away from personal training finally and step away from Instagram and become an entrepreneur, have my own business, not rely on Instagram for my income anymore or personal training, and actually grow something and grow something big. And it's doing really well.
So tell us about the app.
Yes. Yeah, so the app is a live platform. So you can train with me 6 days a week. We're currently doing the December challenge, which is the 24-day workouts nonstop. And then we have a little rest over Christmas period. So every month is a different challenge. We've got 6 other trainers on board. We do boxing, we do Pilates, we do yoga, we do high intensity, we do strength sessions, we do core sessions. In the new year, we're bringing on a nutritionist so everyone can really get into their nutrition as well, because you can't out-train a bad diet. You can train, you can run marathons, but if you're eating really badly, one, you're not going to feel good and your performance ain't going to be great. So we're bringing a nutritionist board on board also. But yeah, it's pre-recorded workouts as well. So there's something on there for everyone. And it is quite advanced. I'm definitely going to push you, but I'm going to make you the fittest and strongest you've ever been, for sure.
I love this. And I think this is coming out in January, and a lot of people will be, you know, just typically after the Christmas slug where, you know, everybody's been drinking and yeah, drinking, as they should, like, enjoy it. But then they're in need of a reset. And what would you say to anyone who's just wanting to just start but doesn't really know how?
Well, hopefully you've got some nice Christmas present where you've got some nice fitness gear, because that's going to get you motivated straight away to get in that fitness gear and to get going, or new pair of running trainers or new gym trainers. That's a good start. And just, yeah, invest into a personal trainer, invest in some classes to get you going, invest on an online platform like mine on an app to give you that bit of guidance, give that bit of consistency, that routine. Consistency is the most important. A lot of people say to me, how do you stay so motivated? I said, it's not motivation, I just stay consistent. Do you know what I mean? Because it's part of my routine. It's part of how it makes me feel, how it makes me look. And I look good. It makes me feel good. I feel confident. And yeah, so I always say, just look, invest wisely. Maybe get some friends. Ask them to go for a challenge, go for regular walks. Just little life changes you can change, for sure.
Totally. And I think even 20 minutes is good, right? Because I think people get scared. Think, oh my God, to go to like do an hour class or 45 yeah, minute. But even a 20 minute class is effective, isn't it?
100%. Build yourself up. Build those confidence levels up. Build those fitness levels up. Build those strength levels up. Even it starts with just going for power walks. Then those power walks can turn into light jogs. And then those light jogs can turn into faster runs. Or you do just a core workout. And then it turns into a HIIT workout. Then it turns into a strength and HIIT workout. So just build yourself up, which is important. Now, it's a marathon. Don't see it as a sprint. It's a marathon.
Yeah.
At the end of the marathon, you're going to be feeling strong. You're going to be feeling fit. And then you can maintain it. And maintenance is easy. Once you get there, the maintenance is easy.
It's so true. It's so true. It is that beginning bit, isn't it? That really feels like the uphill battle. But then it is easy to maintain once you're there. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take that long, I think.
No, I've done incredible 12-week transformations with clients. And 12 weeks is like 3 months. 3 months absolutely fly by. Be consistent, trains 5 days a week. And yes, the first 2-3 weeks seem like hell, because your body's not used to it. It's a massive shock to the system. Mm. But once you start realizing, wow, this is actually really helping my mental health as well. I've got a lot more energy. I'm very productive. I'm feeling sharp when it comes to work. I'm not relying on coffee, for example, to keep my energy levels up.
Do you drink coffee, out of interest?
I have one coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
I like to go on a dog walk, and I like to go to Halley's or somewhere else and pass the screen. It's like part of my routine, but that's it. No more coffee after that.
Interesting.
Because I crash. It absolutely makes me crash.
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually gone to one coffee a day recently, and I'm feeling quite good.
Yeah. Honestly. It's good.
So I wanted to ask, so you had after lockdown, and you seem like a very, very social person, like you love interacting. And so how was lockdown for you in that sense, sort of not having people around? And how have you been since everything's opened up? Has it felt amazing?
Yeah, it has felt amazing. During lockdown, I was literally going through a really tough breakup. So that was hard, because obviously you're going through a hard breakup and you're trying to grow this business. And my head was in an absolute blur. And that was tough because when you're going through a breakup, the most important thing you want to do is go out and enjoy yourself, meet with new people. But being locked up, it was absolutely miserable. It was really tough. But now I've come out, obviously, I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying what I'm doing now, going to all these different events. I'm really busy again. I'm booking things in a diary, which is, I think, is really important to do. So have things to look forward to. And yeah, I'm loving life right now. It's good.
Oh my God, you're so high vibe. Literally, I'm just like, I feel so happy.
But like, yeah, because like, look, tough times don't last, but tough people do. That's another saying.
Oh,
I love it.
We can use that for the trailer. Amazing. Oh my God, Bradley, you're so fun. Right, I've got some quick fire questions for you.
Here we go.
Okay, the first one is, what is your favorite, most memorable book?
So as a youngster, for me, I always struggled reading books. But there was one book which I did get stuck into. It's called How to Get From Where You Are to Where You Want to Be by Jack Canfield. And it's like an entrepreneurial book. It's The 25 Principles of Success.
Ooh, I might read that.
Yeah, no, it's actually a really, really good book. And to be fair, I'm reading, I'm like, I'll do this anyway. But no, it's good to be reminded and to make sure that you're on track, you know, you're not getting distracted by different bits and bobs.
Your favorite quote, you've said a few good ones actually.
Yeah, my favorite quote is actually, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great.
Oh, I love that. It's very motivating. Right, most influential mentor.
So when I was training Brendan Rodgers, who is the manager of Leicester now, whose previous was at Leicester and Celtic, we did a 12-week transformation together, and every day he was just feeding me and feeding me and feeding me. And I think after those 12 weeks, I matured so much. So Brendan Rodgers was a great mentor for me.
Your go-to feel-good film.
Oh, go-to feel-good film. Jesus.
I don't know, that's the question that you're like, oh my God, really?
Oh my God. You know what? Let's go The Lion King. It was my favorite Disney movie as a kid, so let's go The Lion King.
That is a good one. A moment where you felt most proud?
I think front cover men's health was massive for me because when I first started as a personal trainer, I said, well, I'm not ever going to lift the Premier League trophy, but what I will do is become the front cover of men's health.
And
I achieved that.
Oh, I love that. A song that cheers you up.
A song that cheers me up. I like to listen to a lot of Frank Sinatra, you know.
Oh, so, good one. Yeah.
That's life. That's a big one.
The first three things you do when you wake up.
First three things when I wake up, I take my dog for a wee quickly. I hydrate myself and I get ready for my live get done workout.
One thing you'd like to achieve in the next year.
In the next year, I would like to open up my first gym space.
Oh my God. I see it. I'm there. Then the first person you call to share good news.
It's my sister Aww. Connie.
Aww.
Yeah, we have a very close relationship, me and my sister.
I love that. There's nothing like sibling relationships.
Yeah, and I guess she's in the same field as me, so she gets it.
Oh, Bradley, thank you so much for being such a great guest. I feel so ready for my day now. I feel so motivated.
Go and get it done. Go and get it.
Yeah, love it. Thank you so much, Bradley.
All right, take care. Have a good one.
Thank
See you,
soon. You so much, love.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.